Please do tell.
Hi, this is a 1,000-mile view, but digital, you talk into your microphone just like you're doing right now. What happens is the radio converts that into a digital screen, and that's what gets transmitted over the air. And then on the other end, it reassembles it, and then it comes out of the speakers. So the user experience is identical. You push the mic, you talk into the mic, young key, you listen on the speaker. Now, what the benefit is in analog systems, like what this is, as you get far away, as you're, there's noise and interference, crackling, all that kind of stuff. In digital, when you talk right into your microphone, it gets digitized. That gets digitized perfectly at the radio. And then it gets sent over the air, and no noise can be infiltrated. Basically, it's just bits. And those bits just get reassembled on the other side, so you hear perfectly clear audio. So basically, that's the advantage of digital. And that's why most of the police and fire and commercial is all moved to the digital. And they do a lot of it in amateur radio. There's several different ways to do digital. They do not allow it here on GMRS as of yet. I don't know that they ever will, quite honestly. But that's what it's about. When they say digital, they just your voice gets converted. It's like on your telephone. You probably don't realize that when you pick up your telephone and talk, chances are your cell phone. You just talk into the cell phone. It turns it into a digital screen that goes out over the air, and then it gets reassembled on the other side, and you listen to the speaker. So as far as the user experience goes, it's just like what you're doing now, but without all the noise, pops, squeaks, and fades, and all that good stuff. Okay, anyhow, Jack's right, though. Digital's really cool. All the reviews are linked together, and there's all sorts of systems, but that's all ham radio. Get into it. It's great stuff. It's worth it. All right, catch you later. The RU-850. Hello, Jack.